चन्द्रस्य
ज्ञानाञ्जनप्रदाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा तदा मह्यं तदाधीश्वापदाङ्कितम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपादगमनं श्रीगुरु वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सागजातां रघुनाथान्वितां तां सजीवां साद्वैतां सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदा सागनालिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमां विष्णुपदाय कृष्णकृष्णाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीति नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशकारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशनयोर्भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
In spiritual life, nothing ends, but whatever we perform in the service of the Lord is eternally remembered by Krishna. And Krishna reciprocates by bestowing his great mercy upon us. It is such a rare fortune that we have spent the last 10 days here in the holy land of Vrindavan, following in the footsteps of so many of the previous acharyas, worshipping the holy places where Krishna and his devotees perform their leelas. And our main purpose of coming here has been for our purification, to help us to have a deeper understanding and appreciation for what Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas have given us. Krishna consciousness is the most sublime philosophy and the most wonderful way of life. By coming to Vrindavan and seeing these wonderful historical places, we have a better appreciation of the great culture and heritage of the gift in which Srila Prabhupada has given us. And to dedicate ourselves, to commit ourselves to the mission of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the perfection of our life. So what we have seen, what we have heard, what we have experienced, we should try to keep them within our hearts and within our minds throughout our whole life. And by such remembrance, it will impel us, induce us to be stricter in our sadhana, to be more humble in our service to the Vaishnavas, to be better devotees. These yatras never end. At this time, we are all departing to our particular services. Bombay, Pune, Belgaum. At the end of the yatra, we should pray that we have a spiritual revival and rejuvenation to give us more enthusiasm in our devotional service. The wonderful experience that we've had is by the mercy of Radha Krishna, which is coming through the association of Vaishnavas. Vrindavan is that place in which everyone's hearts are directed towards serving one another for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. That is Vrindavan. And wherever that spirit is prevalent, that is Vrindavan. Vrindavan is not simply a tract of land, but Vrindavan is a state of consciousness. Vrindavan is where everyone is united in serving for the pleasure of Krishna. And that is why we come to Vrindavan, to capture that spirit. Real unity is centered around Krishna. Where our own false ego is prevalent, that is the material world. I and mine is material consciousness. Service to Krishna and his devotees is spiritual consciousness. The conception of I and mine, material consciousness, is a life of exploitation which must culminate in anxiety, frustration, and conflict. Vrindavan consciousness is everything is Krishna's. My heart is Krishna's, my mind is Krishna's, my senses is Krishna's, all of my property is Krishna's. And we work together for Krishna's pleasure. As we have heard through all of these wonderful stories, there's not a single one where Krishna is alone. Over the past 10 days, have you heard any lila where Krishna is alone? Krishna is always amongst his associates. And that is bhakti. When we can create that type of association where all of our energies service to one another for the pleasure of Krishna. To help one another always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. And we are praying at the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga that all of you can better appreciate this most sublime goal of life, to be the servant of the servant of the servant for the pleasure of Krishna, and to always chant his holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And I would very sincerely express my gratitude to each and every one of you for making this Vrindavan Yatra Parikrama a wonderful experience. All of you have obtained much of the dust of the holy Dham and much of the mercy of the Vaishnavas. So, I believe the best way we could bring this sublime and blessed yatra to a close is to thank all of our God brothers and God sisters for their wonderful association and to offer obeisances at the lotus feet of the Vaishnava.
Idolines Radhanath Swami Maharaj ki
धन्यवाद करने के लिए जोर से बोलो हरि बोल हरि बोल।